This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. Do you really need Jesus? If you are not a Christian, maybe the reason is because you don't see the need to believe in Jesus. You may not have considered why you might need a Savior. Let's talk about it today. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from our Florida facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. That's why we have the website gospel2africa.com. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM, medium wave radio, and on shortwave radio, with everyone hearing the same gospel program. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.gospel2africa.com/contact, no matter where you live. You may write to us through the postal system to this address: Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio 43558, USA. Our Vision for Christ website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com/contact. And our Facebook page is facebook.com/gospel2africa. If I come to you with a surefire cure for a disease that I say you're infected with, you will only accept the cure and use it for yourself if you believe that you do indeed have that disease. So the question on which all eternity hinges is this: are you a sinner? And if so, does that matter really? Are you accountable to God for your sin? If you are, then you most certainly do need a Savior. That would mean you do need to be saved. After their miraculous release from the Philippian jail, Paul and Silas tell their repentant jailer, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved." That's in Acts chapter 16, verse 31. Their words are one of the many expressions of the underlying message of the whole Bible. God has provided salvation for the lost. Scripture is clear that all people need to be saved. And here are some of the reasons why that salvation is necessary. We need to be saved because we are totally lost in sin. It's not that we need to save ourselves, we cannot do so, but that we need to be saved. The Bible teaches the total depravity of the human race, that is, every aspect of our being has been corrupted by sin. There is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands. There is no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. That's Romans chapter 3, verses 10 to 12. We need the good shepherd Jesus to seek out the lost sheep and bring them home rejoicing. Read Luke 15. We need to be saved because we are under God's wrath. We are by nature deserving of wrath, Ephesians 2:3. Without salvation, we stand condemned. Whoever does not believe stands condemned already because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. That's John 3:18. We need Jesus Christ, the righteous one, to propitiate the wrath of God and to take away our judgment. We need to be saved because we are in danger of hell. After death comes judgment, Hebrews 9:27. And if we die without God's salvation, we will meet the same fate as the rich man who lifted up his eyes in Hades, being in torment, Luke 16:23. We need a Savior to rescue us from a fate literally worse than death. We need to be saved because we are spiritually dead. Before salvation, we are dead in our sins, Colossians 2:13. Dead people can do nothing for themselves. That's worse than a disease. We need resurrection. We need the life-giving power of Christ, who alone can conquer death. We need to be saved because our hearts are hardened by evil. The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? Jeremiah 17:9. The unsaved are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. That's Ephesians 4:18. We need a supernatural work of the Holy Spirit to fix our hearts and align them with God's will. We need to be saved because we are enslaved to sin and Satan. Jews and Gentiles alike are under the same power of sin, Romans 3:9. In our natural state, we are held in Satan's snare and bound by his will, 2 Timothy 2:26. We need a Redeemer to liberate us. In Christ, we have been set free from sin, Romans 6:18. We need to be saved also because we are at odds with God. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God, Romans 8. We need Jesus, the Prince of Peace, to reconcile us to God and bring us into the family of God as adopted sons and daughters. When Jesus told Nicodemus, "You must be born again," he spoke of necessity in John 3:7. Being saved, receiving the new birth, is not just a nice idea or a divine suggestion. It is the deepest need of the human soul. You must be born again. So what does it mean to accept Jesus as your personal Savior? To properly understand this question, you must first understand basic terms, Jesus Christ, personal, and Savior. First of all, who is Jesus Christ? Many people will acknowledge Jesus Christ as a good man, a great teacher, or even a prophet of God. These things are definitely true of Jesus, but they do not fully define who he truly is. The Bible teaches us that Jesus is God in the flesh, God in human form. See John 1:1 and verse 14. God came to earth to teach us, heal us, correct us, forgive us, and to die for us. Jesus Christ is God, the Creator, the Sovereign Lord. Have you accepted this Jesus? What is a Savior, and why do we need a Savior? The Bible tells us that we have all sinned. We have all committed evil acts, Romans 3, 10-18. As a result of our sin, we deserve God's anger and judgment. The only just punishment for sins committed against an infinite and eternal God is an infinite punishment, Romans 6:23 and Revelation chapter 20. That is why we need a Savior. Jesus Christ came to earth and died in our place. Jesus' death was an infinite payment for our sins, 2 Corinthians 5:21. Jesus died to pay the penalty for our sins, Romans 5:8. Jesus paid the price so that we would not have to. Jesus' resurrection from the dead proved that his death was sufficient to pay the penalty for our sins. That is why Jesus is the one and only Savior. See John 14:6 and Acts 4:12. Are you trusting in Jesus as your Savior? Then think about this. Is Jesus your personal Savior? Many people view Christianity as attending church, performing rituals, and just not committing certain sins. That is not Christianity. True Christianity is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Accepting Jesus as your personal Savior means placing your own personal faith and trust in Him. No one is saved by the faith of others. No one is forgiven by doing certain deeds. The only way to be saved is to personally accept Jesus as your Savior, trusting in His death as the payment for your sins and His resurrection as your guarantee of eternal life. John 3:16. So, is Jesus personally your Savior? The decision to accept or reject Jesus as Savior is the ultimate life decision. Why do so many people choose to reject Jesus as Savior? There are perhaps as many different reasons for rejecting Christ as there are people who reject Him. But the following four reasons can serve as general categories, I think. Some people do not think they need a Savior. These people consider themselves to be basically good and do not realize that they, like all people, are sinners who cannot come to God on their own terms. But Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." That's John 14:6. Those who reject Christ will not be able to stand before God and successfully plead their own case on their own merits. Secondly, the fear of social rejection or persecution deters some people from receiving Christ as Savior. The unbelievers in John chapter 12 would not confess Christ because they were more concerned with their status among their peers than in doing God's will. These were the Pharisees, whose love of position and the esteem of others blinded them, for they loved the approval of men rather than the approval of God. For some people, the things that the present world has to offer, like sex or drugs, for example, are more appealing than eternal things. We read the story of such a man in Matthew 19. This man was not willing to lose his earthly possessions in order to gain an eternal relationship with Jesus. Many people are simply resisting the Holy Spirit's attempts to draw them to faith in Christ. Stephen, a leader in the early church, told those who were about to murder him, "You stiff-necked people with uncircumcised hearts and ears, you are just like your fathers. You always resist the Holy Spirit." That's Acts 7:51. The Apostle Paul made a similar statement to a group of gospel rejectors in Acts chapter 28. Whatever the reasons that people reject Jesus Christ, their rejection has disastrous eternal consequences. "There is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved than the name of Jesus." That's Acts 4:12. And those who reject him for whatever reason face an eternity in the outer darkness of hell, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's Matthew 25:30. If you want to accept Jesus Christ right now as your personal Savior, say the following words to God. Remember, saying this prayer or any other prayer will not save you. Only believing in Jesus Christ and his finished work on the cross for you can save you from sin. This prayer is simply a way to express to God your faith in him and thank him for providing for your salvation. "God, I know that I have sinned against you and deserve punishment, but I believe Jesus Christ took the punishment I deserve so that through faith in him I could be forgiven. I receive your offer of forgiveness and place my trust in you for salvation. I accept Jesus as my personal Savior. Thank you for your wonderful grace and forgiveness, the gift of eternal life. Amen." Now, let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ, so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done to provide salvation for all people everywhere as they believe in Jesus. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from our Florida facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. That's why we have the website gospeltoafrica.com. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM, medium wave radio, and on shortwave radio, with everyone hearing the same gospel program. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.gospeltoafrica.com/contact, no matter where you live. Our Vision for Christ website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer, and our Facebook page, facebook.com/gospeltoafrica. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I will leave you today with this text from John chapter 1, verses 10 to 14. Jesus came into the very world he created, but the world didn't recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. But to all who believed in him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. So the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son.